Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Week 7 of the college football season kicking off this weekend. A perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where our friend Tim Murray from VSiN joins us for some college football best bets. And I'm sure someone else will ask you about Maryland, so I will start selfishly. Indiana and Oregon, arguably the game of the weekend. Is there anything you like here?
I like the game. I mean, 3:30 CBS, going to be a great atmosphere. I do think Indiana's better than last year. I think their quarterback's better. I think they've upgraded some of their talent. And I don't think this is going to be a situation, in my opinion, like when Indiana punched up in class a year ago when they were a 10.5-point underdog against Ohio State and played for the cover, ultimately did not get there. Against Notre Dame in the playoff. That all being said, I think I would be on Oregon or pass here. And a lot of my colleagues like Indiana. They think they're going to be right there in the thick of it. I think we're underrating this Oregon team. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on with Ken.
Yeah.
I really like him. I've been impressed. I've been impressed by Dante Moore. I didn't know what to expect from him. I thought he would, you know, when we talked about some of the unknown quarterbacks coming into this year, obviously it was Arch. How's Arch going to be? Is he going to win the Heisman Trophy?
He's going to be bad, Tim. He's going to be bad.
Yeah, what about Ty Simpson? And Ty Simpson's been really good at Alabama. But no one really talked about Dante Moore. And maybe it was because we got a bad taste in our mouth from brief glimpses at UCLA. But, you know, this dude is the real deal. Fernando Mendoza is as well. I just think they have too many athletes, Oregon does. So not a game that I've bet. If it does get to 7, maybe I'll take a little nibble on Oregon, lay it. But I will say the market likes Indiana so far this week. That number opened 10. It's down to 7.5 across the market. So we'll see how this one plays out. But Indiana, to be honest, I got to see it first from this team. You know, what Cignetti has done since getting there has been phenomenal. I mean, this is the worst Power 4 program historically in college football. Like, they have been awful, and to be in the discussion to make the playoff in back-to-back years is really a testament to him. But I need to see it when they play one of these elite teams, and the two teams they lost to last year played for the national championship. There's no problem in losing to Notre Dame and Ohio State, but prove it to me this weekend, and I'll change my tune. I think they're a good team, but I think Oregon might be a great team, so that's why I would lean on the side of the Ducks here, but no play for me.
All right, let's get to the Terps. It was great until it wasn't. 20-point collapse. They still covered, Tim. How do they respond this week against Nebraska? They're 6.5, 7-point home dogs, depending on what book you look at. Could the Terps win outright? Could they at least cover?
Yeah, I mean, they do get the cover in what we talked about from the summer as a really tricky spot for Washington. But after getting off to the start that they did, getting a cover doesn't really seem satisfactory after being up 20-0 and letting that slip out of their fingers. So I think that's the big question is, how does a team like Maryland respond after getting their heart ripped out from their chest? You know, being back at home is beneficial for the Terps for this one. You're seeing the market bet up Nebraska here. You're seeing 7 starting to show up circa at a 7 as well. I like this Nebraska offense. I want to see if Washington can kind of keep it rolling. So I don't know how Maryland responds, to be honest. I have a win total on Nebraska over 7.5, so I'm not going to bet this game. I'm just going to kind of hope the corn take care of business. I think if anything, maybe I look over here. I do like this Nebraska offense. I was looking at some of their statistical stuff here so far on the year for the corn, and top 20 in the country and yards per play margin. So they've been impressive. Nebraska has been so far. Not they lost that game to Michigan, so they're not all the way back, but this would be a challenge, and this is a big test for a young team like Maryland. So probably would look at the over in this spot, and if Maryland can bounce back off the mat, that would be an impressive performance.
Well, the Washington Huskies certainly bounced off the mat. They're kind of interesting now. Some people fancied their chances against the Buckeyes. I didn't. I sat that one out. They looked up for it for a half and not the other half. Then they're hung over at Maryland until midway mm-hmm. through the third quarter, and then their quarterback gets it together, and that game turns. Now they get to go back home. I don't fancy Shiano and Rutgers very much in this spot, having to travel to Seattle. This number has gotten north of 10, which scares me a little bit.
It's a big number.
But I've kind of pegged it to some other results and taken it down to 6.5. What do you think about this one that's coming up on Friday night?
Yeah, look, I like Washington a lot. I bet them preseason to make the playoff kind of as my long shot. I got it at plus 950. I think you can get 10-1 now with that Ohio State loss. This is a really talented team. Rutgers is coming off a bye, but you talked about the travel. I'm not a big believer in this Rutgers team either. So, once again, the market is moving quickly on a lot of these games. So, yeah, you're looking at 10.5 now. I certainly wouldn't be opposed to, pairing them up on a money line parlay, a high total. Maybe Rutgers scores early on Friday night and you're able to get this thing maybe at a little bit of discounted price. But one thing you've seen from Washington is their ability outside of the Ohio State game to close games, right? You saw it last week. You saw it early on in the season when they played Colorado State. So, look, I am a believer in what Washington's cooking out there in the Pacific Northwest, and they do have one of the best home field advantages in college football. And once again, that kind of is a proof to me that Ohio State, in my opinion, is the best team in college football right now. When you look at that defense and the fact that they're, able to just kind of keep things simple offensively here. But I like Washington quite a bit. I like Damon Williams. And, I always get worried, from a situational standpoint. You think about the stretch here for them where you played Ohio State, travel cross country, you play Maryland. Now you've got a short week to prepare for Rutgers. Granted, you're back at home. And then next week you go back to the Midwest and you take on Michigan. So it's a challenge, certainly from a scheduling standpoint, and Rutgers coming off the bye. So that's probably why I would stay off at 10.5. But certainly I like Washington quite a bit as a team, and they should.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To be able to take care of business here against Rutgers.
Tim Murray, before I let you go, is there a game you really like this weekend?
Or do you want to just rip Penn State?
Yeah.
I want to talk Red River. I think this is incredible. I mean, this game, it's one of the best rivalries in college football. Arch Manning has been, you know, thrown through the mud, and I would say rightfully so with his performance. I think Steve Sarkisian should be thrown through the mud too as well. But one thing to note here, Texas is elite defensively, and as is Oklahoma. And I am just not a believer in Michael Hawkins, the quarterback for Oklahoma, and I am not buying the John Mateer could play news. Now, if he goes out there on Saturday and surprises me, then I'll tip my cap to him and the doctors down in Norman, Oklahoma for fixing his thumb in, you know, 2 weeks' time. But I think this is gamesmanship, guys. I don't know if we're going to see John Mateer. If we do see John Mateer, who had surgery on his throwing hand 2 weeks ago, I'll believe it when I see it. And you guys know me, I'm a big believer in the simplicity of sell high, buy low. And I think Texas is at its all-time low. Nobody wants to bet on Texas right now. If you go over to VSiN.com, and granted, it's early, but right now at VSiN.com, 75% of bets on Oklahoma on the spread, 80% of the money on them on the money line. I like Texas here. Give me them on sale, cheap money line price. I will take the Longhorns here at a buy low spot. Arch against that defense is certainly worrisome, but I like Texas here in this spot. And lastly, I'll say this. Navy looked so great offensively last week, man. That was incredible. Blake Horvath throwing for over 300 yards, game sailing over the total. This is a weird spot to go on the road to Lincoln Financial on Saturday afternoon. If this thing gets to 10, I might have to take the Owls plus the points here. Temple's, you know, outside of getting absolutely steamrolled by Oklahoma, you know, they've been feisty, and they beat UTSA last week. So I think Temple could be a tricky spot here for the mids. But shout out to Navy. They have played their butts off and very much in the thick of it. To make the college football playoff. You know, you look at the American right now, guys. You got Memphis, you got North Texas, you got the Mids. A lot of teams, South Florida, are going to be vying for that spot. And with Navy heading to South Bend in about a month, they could really shock the college football world with an upset over Notre Dame and put themselves in decent driving situation to make the college football playoff.
Tim Murray, let the people know where they can find you.
Yeah, you can check me out on Saturdays, Masson 2, the whole show now on Masson 2, now that baseball's over. Nice. So Masson 2, the VSiN College Football Tailgate Show.
Baseball ended like May 22nd around here, Tim.
We keep it real around here.
Yeah,
they still carry games.
Look, I'm sad to see that I'm a Nats guy, and man, 2019 was feels like a million years ago now.
Mm. Imagine what 1983
feels even longer.
Fair enough. Touche. But you could check out the VSiN College Football Tailgate Show on Saturday, 9 a.m. Masson 2, Sirius XM 158, and also the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks, buddy. We will chat next week.
All right, boys. See ya.
Coming up next, though, Northern Exposure, and Zach Taylor's got himself a new quarterback. What's he think of Joe Flacco? And Mike Tomlin taking on the Cleveland Browns. What's he think of Dylan Gabriel? We'll find out. Northern Exposure next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.